Can you imagine, Lee? Can you imagine if Trump did this?
Okay.
Listen to this story. Ran in the local Philly news. I don't know if you heard about this. This is Pittsburgh. There's a culinary landmark there. It's a restaurant called Primanti Brothers.
Okay.
It's in Moon, Pennsylvania.
All right.
Okay, so this is on Sunday, and they're sitting there, you know, eating dinner at this restaurant. They're watching the, you know, TV, watching the Pittsburgh Pirates game on TV. And it's around 4 p.m. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris and their campaign pull into the parking lot. They've decided to do a last-minute photo op there, right? So that normally be kind of cool, right? It's always cool to meet a famous person, whether you like them or not or agree with them or not, just kind of cool. So like Donald Trump, they go into the restaurant unscripted to meet the Oh, wait, they didn't. Wait. What? These people were all told midway through their meal or they're sitting there watching TV, having eaten, that they had to leave now. All of them.
Gosh.
Why? Oh, that's the best part.
Damn.
That's the best part. They had to leave because Kamala and Tim wanted to visit the restaurant as part of a scripted campaign stop. So after the patrons were shoved out the door, the white vans pulled up full of actors. And those people went in and sat down at the restaurant and greeted them as they stopped by. Oh. Now, I can only imagine this was done so there wouldn't be any negative reactions.
Well, of course.
They could control the scene. Contrast that with Donald Trump going to that restaurant, fast food restaurant in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Nobody's cleaned out beforehand.
Nope.
The actual employees come and greet him. They love him. They hug him.
Yep.
He buys people food.
Yep. That's happened on numerous occasions. Donald Trump doesn't clear out a place. He pays for everybody's meals. That is a fake appearance. When you go into a public, well, it's a private business, obviously, but in a public arena there, and you usher out all of the restaurant, you know, clientele, and then bring in your own ringers to pretend to be patrons, that's a fake event. That's an absolutely astroturfed fake event.
See, and the problem with doing this in the year 2024 is people have these things called cell phones, which means they've got video. This whole thing is on video. I'll retweet it so you can watch it. The vans pulling up after the people, serfs really, have been cast aside for the photo op. They did the same thing in the Sheetz as H-E-E-T-Z, like the gas station. They wanted to do...
I haven't seen them around here, but I've heard of that,
Yeah, they wanted to do a Kamala is so normal, she goes in and buys Doritos for a snack campaign stop.
Yeah, that was cheesy.
Oh, it was so bad. They cleared that place out too, moved the media in and all the cameras so they could watch Kamala get the Doritos. Except she didn't get the Doritos. They did two separate shots of it. They did multiple takes. One of them, her husband, Doug, hands them to her. Another one, Tim Walz hands them to her.
Yeah.
Well, the two sides of the campaign didn't coordinate, and they both put out videos. So in one, Walz, the vice president, is handing it to her, and the other one, her husband is. And people put them side by side online because the entire thing was astroturfed.
Yeah.
It was fake. She doesn't stop to get Doritos. Okay, here's where this gets really funny. I guess they forgot that the Biden administration is suing Sheetz. Wait for the punchline.
Okay.
They're suing Sheetz because for discrimination because they did not hire enough criminals.
Oh, wonderful.
People with felony records.
Okay, great. Good.
They automatically excluded them from the employment process, which personally, if you're the, you know, I mean, as a woman, if I'm traveling late at night, which I sometimes do, and I know that you have excluded felons from your process, I'm going to be much more likely to come in and buy something.
You know, if I were a business owner or a stockholder of the corporation, I would want to think that you are not hiring felons to, oversee a convenience store where there's cash transactions and money and sensitive data being handled there.
Well, their argument is that Sheetz, and they're trying to make an example of them, should not, this is the Biden Justice Department, should not ask on their application, have you committed a crime and have you committed a felony? Because disproportionately, there's more people who are minorities who've been convicted of felonies. Ergo, if you ask that question, you are de facto discriminating against minorities.
Okay.
So what do they want them to do? Oh, just stop asking. Stop looking to see if they committed a felony. Just like, you know, hire whoever. And it's so much more convenient because, see, before, Lee, you would go into the gas station as it's being robbed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the clerk maybe is behind the counter. In this scenario, the clerk robs you.
There you go. There is a possibility.
Or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, they forgot that they're suing Sheetz because Sheetz refuses to hire criminals. Because of course they do. You don't want somebody cleaning out the till when they've got a record of, well, cleaning out the till.
Yeah.
So they go into the Sheetz to look normal, forgetting that they're suing Sheetz because they want. Because like, what American says, gosh, I wish there was more criminals working in this establishment.
Yeah.
I really wish that I could not trust somebody when I'm here alone late at night. Because, Lee, this applies to everyone. Yeah, you know, if you're an armed robber, sure, you're a felon. So are you a felon if you're a rapist, too. Don't want a rapist cleaning out the bathroom when I'm stopping at night? No, but Kamala and Joe do.
That's another reason I always pay at the pump. I never go in. So
it's really best,
yeah.
I swear, at the rate we're going here. So anyway, to pick the Sheetz was most unfortunate.
Gosh. Oh, boy.
Anyway. So
it's everything about this thing is so fake.
So fake.
And there, I see little difference in the way that Joe was being handled and then the way Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are being handled.
Well,
being ushered around.
Speaking of which, somebody noticed this yesterday. Tim Walz hasn't done a single interview since he's been picked as vice president. Typically, what the vice presidential candidate will do, and J.D. Vance is doing this for Trump.
You couldn't.
Surrogate. There'll be a surrogate. They go around and answer questions. It's a force multiplier. You can be in two places at once. They're a spokesperson for the campaign. He hasn't done a single interview.
Was it this past weekend? Vance was all over the mainstream media.
Everywhere. And all over hostile Democrat media, too.
Absolutely.
He'd go anywhere and explain to you, you know, how you're not going to be poor if you vote for them. I mean, but Kamala and Tim, no, they won't. And I think part of it is they literally can't, because the first thing he's going to get hit with, potentially, they don't know, is his stolen valor.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they used his fake title to introduce him.
Yeah, I saw
at the DNC.
Yeah. So they're continuing the lie.
Yes. The lie that he achieved that rank.
Right.
No, he didn't.
No, uh-uh.
That's the lie he's been telling that makes everyone so mad. The guy who actually achieved that rank after he left for his unit led what were his men into battle in the Middle East. And that's what makes them so mad. If he quits, fine, no big deal. But then don't lie. Don't lie to everyone around you and create the impression you fought in the Middle East when you didn't.
Yeah.
So it's all very fake. It's going to be fascinating to see if the American people fall for this. By the way, we're going to do this at 7:38 or so. Huge, huge must turn in, must listen news. Something is going on in Georgia, and it's good. For the first time in a significant way, Republicans are fighting back in Georgia. And I'm going to give you a hint. This time, Fulton County isn't going to be allowed to have more votes than they have voters. Let that sink in. How many more votes did they have than voters? Thousands. In 2020? Yep. The New York Times, Lee, is screaming like a stuck pig about the unfairness of it all. What?
Of course.
Because in Georgia, guess what? The number of voters is going to have to match the number of ballot images, and the number of ballot images is going to have to match the number of votes count. And the number of votes that were cast, and the New York Times losing their mind over this. They want automatic certification of elections in Georgia with no questions asked, and they're not going to get it in 24. Lee, we might actually be able to overcome the election fraud in Georgia and win this time.
All right. Well, there's hope.
There's hope. But when you find out what they had to do to give us hope, it really shows you how bad the 2020 election was in Georgia. This is an incredible story. I'm going to have it coming up at 7:37. Oops. There goes another change to the FBI's assassination timeline. Folks, the only reason we know anything that about what happened on that field in Butler is because of whistleblowers. Whistleblowers keep risking their own careers to come forward to Congress members. And every time they do, the FBI is forced to change its timeline. And the FBI, because the FBI is doing the investigation allegedly of the Butler attempted assassination of Donald Trump. In the first FBI timeline, the Secret Service knew of the presence of Thomas Crooks for 51 minutes. By the time the whistleblowers were done coming forward and contradicting the FBI's official timeline, that had been moved to over 3 hours. 3 hours he was on the Secret Service's radar. Why do whistleblowers have to keep coming forward? And when they do, why does it keep changing the FBI's timeline? Let me bottom line it for you. The timeline's a lie. Always was. Yeah, this keeps happening. The UK Daily Mail, as I put it out to you, was the first to point out, our American newspapers haven't put it this way, American media, that the FBI keeps having to change their timeline to adjust it to truths put out by whistleblowers who are going not to the FBI. They seem to be afraid of the FBI. They're going to members of Congress, Clay Higgins, or they're going to Senators Josh Hawley or Chuck Grassley. And that is how we are finding out what happened. This one. This was a pretty big omission from the timeline. Coming to us from across the pond, this is the BBC's reporting. You know how the head of the Secret Service, and then after she quit, the second head of the Secret Service and also the FBI, created the impression that the Secret Service sniper was the one who stopped Thomas Crooks. Yeah, they kind of left out a part or two of that. The actual sniper who stopped Thomas Crooks after he fired was a sniper of which we have not heard before. A police sniper. One with Butler from Butler County. He fired and did damage to Thomas Crooks' gun, disrupting his aim after he took his first shots in Butler, Pennsylvania. Then the Secret Service sniper came out of his coma or disinterest in the activities of Crooks and shot him dead. It was only after the Butler County police sniper hit Crooks' rifle that the second sniper killed Crooks. Do you know, we still don't know. What was his name? What was the Butler County sniper's name? Where were they positioned? Why don't we know that? I don't know, but I got a pretty good guess. When we find out where the Secret Service sniper, I'm just going to make a prediction, okay? When we find out where the Secret Service sniper is, where he was, and by the way, he was not one of the two on the roof. The FBI and the Secret Service let you think they were the ones who did the shooting. You know the famous shot of the two of them on the roof that neither of them killed Thomas Crooks. Who did? That person should be doing interviews now. They should be really famous, maybe fielding book deals. We don't know. Why is that a secret? It's really weird. But then everything around this is really weird. So it took a Butler County sniper to stop this. Why don't we know where the Secret Service sniper was positioned? Why haven't they told us that? I'm going to tell you why. You know why? Just guess, but I'm going to get this right. The Secret Service sniper, we will learn, had a direct line of sight and was watching Crooks the whole time. That's why we haven't learned where they were. If you don't tell anyone that, then you can still leave some doubt as to whether there was something obstructing the view. That's where we are. So somehow the FBI and the Secret Service, not one but two directors, did not mention the part where it was actually a local sniper that stopped Crooks, not the Secret Service. Why? I mean, there's no way they didn't know that. Why? Why was it left out? Why'd you tell us it was a 50-minute timeline when you actually had eyes on him for 3 hours? Why'd you lie about that? I don't know. I have a feeling it'll all make sense when we get the whole story, though. And apparently we're only going to get the story from whistleblowers. We're not going to get it from the FBI, and we're certainly not going to get it from the Secret Service. Why? Why do they have to come forward as whistleblowers, by the way? There's no active case here. There's no charges pending. But you know what's interesting? The fact that there was another sniper explains one thing. There have been a lot of podcasts, a lot of conspiracy theories out there that there were two shooters because people heard the shots. The shots they heard were probably the second sniper who followed the first sniper we were never told about for some reason. Don't know why. Anyway, there's a comedian. If you wouldn't think that you could make the Trump assassination funny, but our society's so absurd today that I guess anything's possible. There's a comedian called Drew Dunn, and he absolutely nailed this. Take a listen. It's today's first epic rant.
All the conspiracy theories come out around it, too. I don't know what to believe. All I do know is that if our government tried to do an assassination attempt, that's kind of how it would look. It was very inefficient. That was the DMV of assassination attempts. It's not good. They had a very small budget, you could tell. They wanted to do it with a grassy knoll at a parade like they were used to. They're like, we can't swing that. We got to do a tin roof at a town fair. That's all we got. Can't get any ex-military people to take the shot. Let's get the kid who came in last place on his marksman team. That apparently high schools have marksman teams.
Maybe try to.
Dude, that was just one big government block of cheese. Like, that's all that was. It's insane. I was hoping Trump was going to come out the same day, here still bleeding, and do the press conference. They tried to shoot me! They tried to shoot me. They were too slow, and I'm too fast. I dodged the bullet. They didn't even see it. I saw it coming from so far away. It was like the Matrix. It was all in slow motion. Call me Neo. I'm the chosen one. They say he was a Republican. That's what they'll tell you. They'll say he was a Republican that shot, but I'll tell you right now, he shoots like a liberal. I'll tell you that. He shoots like a liberal. Not straight. So not straight. They said it was a fake bullet. That's what they said. It was a real bullet. We found the bullets. Turns out the bullets, they were made in China. That's where they were made. They were little teeny tiny Chinese bullets. So small, so tiny. I shot the guy back.
There's a revolution going on in Georgia that I have hoped and prayed for years. It's not perfect, but it may just stop the steal in Georgia this time. And you know how good it is in proportion to how loud the New York Times is screaming bloody murder. What happened was the Georgia Election Board's five people, it was three Democrats, two Republicans. That's why Trump got almost nowhere in the state of Georgia, even though there were over-the-top, in-your-face, outrageous clear signs of election fraud. Here's just a sample. May 7th, 2024. Headline. This is John Solomon's Just the News site. John Solomon's a former reporter with The Hill and the only one to get the Russia collusion hoax correct from the beginning in D.C. He's got my total respect. He's gone out on his own and he does journalism now. The headline from May, Georgia reprimands Fulton County for scanning ballots twice in 2020 recount. What? They scanned them twice. Thousands of them? Yeah, thousands of them. Well, how many votes did that add? We don't know exactly, because they kind of didn't save the ballot images. Well, wait a minute. Joe Biden only won Georgia by 11,000 votes. Yeah, no. And all they got was a reprimand? 4 years later? From the state election board? Yep, that's all they got. Why? Because it was 3-2 controlled by Democrats. Well, what about something saying like the amount of ballots has to match the amount of ballot images, and that has to match the amount of votes? How about that? No, we're not going to make a rule like that. What? No, we're not. We're a Democrat-controlled board. By the way, folks, do you know what county Donald Trump is being prosecuted in Georgia for multiple felonies? Do anybody know? Fulton County. Wait, the same county reprimanded for scanning ballots twice in 2020 and losing the photographic ballot images? That county? Yeah. What's he being prosecuted for? Some process crime. Interfering with the election, basically. Wait a minute. The highly Democrat county reprimanded by the State Board of Elections for scanning thousands of ballots twice, we don't know how many, was trying to put Trump in prison for making phone calls about that and demanding it not be certified? Why, yes, that's exactly what was going on in Fulton County. Can you smell the stench now? This is why I can't stand Brian Kemp. I can't stand your governor. Sorry about that if you're in North Georgia. He has permitted all of this. He could have fought, and he didn't. So it was up to grassroots Republicans to do it for him. Shame on you, Governor. Shame on you. Should be embarrassed to be seen in public. Seriously, you want to come up to somebody's table if somebody's out eating and just drop them a comment like your First Amendment lets them do? You do? You should tell Brian Kemp what you think of him next time, because we had a fight for this all by ourselves. Kemp was AWOL. Remember, Kemp wouldn't even come in public for a while because it was so bad for him? Well, we finally fixed it. That's the good news. Headline yesterday. Georgia State Elections Board adopts rule to ensure number of ballots matches total number of voters. How could the number of ballots not match the number of voters who voted in the election? It can't! Because there was massive election fraud in Georgia. So the Democrat-controlled board, when forced to admit, okay, Fulton County might have, you know, had thousands of more votes than it did voters, but no big deal. It's a big deal now. The Georgia State Election Board on Monday, praise God, you've heard me scream about this for years if you've been with me. The only piece of paper pinned to that wall besides my child's schedule is the vote totals from Georgia and Arizona, the ones that show this fraud, so I could keep it in front of my face always, so I'd have the proper perspective on the news. The Georgia State Board of Elections yesterday adopted a rule that requires the number of ballots and voters be the same before the certification of election results. No way! Yes way. Why did this happen? Because one of the board members who was a Democrat dropped off and a Republican was appointed. That's why. The rule ensures counties, this is radical. And you could tell how radical this is, not, by how the New York Times is reacting to it this morning. They are outraged. Listen to what they're outraged about. The rule ensures that counties comply with Georgia State Code and that the number of ballots in the number of voters must be the same for certification. Why? Because not only were ballots scanned twice in Fulton County, they, oops, lost the images. Yeah. I can't do that now. A second rule adopted says they don't have to automatically certify. Certify means we basically put it in stone that this election, these are the results, this is the election. They can appeal, say, no, something's wrong here. They can go in and they can look. You know what else they're going to get to do? Special management team just for Fulton County to go in there and watch. Go in there and watch. This isn't perfect. There might be a way that election fraud could still go on that the Democrats have come up with that I haven't thought of. But this is huge progress. This is something. Now, this is not going all the way. What they desperately needed to do was clean the rolls in Georgia, okay? There are thousands of registered felons, thousands of non-citizens, on those voter rolls. A lot of dead, a lot of people who've moved out of state, and the Democrats vote for them routinely. We're still going to have to overcome that. We should have fought it. We didn't. Shame on us. But the days when you could just sit there in the election headquarters in a highly Democrat place when everyone around you is Democrat and everybody at the election headquarters for the county is Democrat and just run the same ballot through over and over and over again, those days are over in Georgia. It's progress. It's not the kind of progress the Democrats would have made. They'd have fixed the whole problem, but it's something. By the way, I want you to hear something. It's going to blow your mind. This is an attorney. He was brought in by the Republican members to testify under oath before the Georgia Election Board. And he's really mad, okay? He's mad because his client, this is the state board, right, in Georgia? His client has lived in Georgia for 20 years. He'd moved from Nevada, another key swing state, by the way. But the weirdest thing happened. He's a very regular voter in Georgia, votes in every election, as he does in Nevada, where he does not live. And they brought him in to show that this was possible, that something stinks here. In this clip, you will hear the panicked Georgia Elections Board member try to shut this attorney up. Folks, this is what is actually going on with our elections in this country. I don't think we have any idea who the president is, and maybe a lot of the members of the Senate. Take a listen. Under oath testimony from an attorney for a guy who has been voting in Georgia and Nevada for 20 years.
I need to be able to know how they are, for lack of better words, how there are all of these votes that are going on. And my client is saying that he hasn't lived in Nevada. He hasn't voted in Nevada. Where he has voted is Georgia. He lives in Gwinnett County. And there's never been an instance where he's been cited for any irregularities within Gwinnett County. And so, again, it goes to my point. Now, bigger fundamental question would be is what is going on in Nevada that lets the Georgia resident who has been here for well over 20 years vote repeatedly in Nevada in every single election? The devil's in the details. If it's every single election, then that begs the question. And in my opinion, it takes more than just people looking at signatures.
And then after that, the Democrat board member panics and interrupts him and says, we've got Eric. Yeah, the Democrat Party contractors designed Eric. It's a system that's supposed to catch this, but of course it doesn't. Which tells me we got a big problem in Nevada. We got voters who've moved out of state are voting there too. What do you want to bet they vote heavily Democrat? But folks, the good news is we solved part of the problem in Georgia yesterday. And it must have been significant or the New York Times wouldn't be screaming as loudly as they are. You want to know how you know we won this one? The hysteria of CNN, they are outraged. Listen to how they describe this. This is the worst thing ever. Well, what is? Well, making sure the number of votes matches the number of voters in Georgia and then that there aren't thousands more votes coming out of Fulton County, thousands more votes coming out of Fulton County than there are voters. That is a disaster, according to CNN. Yeah, it's his normal Democrat polling place. You've got thousands more votes than voters. That's nothing to see there. And before, in Georgia, local election officials were not allowed to investigate it. They had to forward whatever track. There's a revolution going on in Georgia that I have hoped and prayed for years. It's not perfect, but it may just stop the steal in Georgia this time. And you know how good it is in proportion to how loud the New York Times is screaming bloody murder. What happened was the Georgia Election Board's five people, it was three Democrats, two Republicans. That's why Trump got almost nowhere in the state of Georgia, even though there were over the top, in your face, outrageous, clear signs of election fraud. Here's just a sample. May 7th, 2024. Headline, This is John Solomon's Just the News site. John Solomon's a former reporter with The Hill and the only one to get the Russia collusion hoax correct from the beginning in D.C. He's got my total respect. He's gone out on his own and he does journalism now. The headline from May, Georgia reprimands Fulton County for scanning ballots twice in 2020 recount. What? Ah, they scanned them twice. Thousands of them? Yeah, thousands of them. Well, how many votes did that add? We don't know exactly, because they kind of didn't save the ballot images. Well, wait a minute. Joe Biden only won Georgia by 11,000 votes. Yeah, no. And all they got was a reprimand? 4 years later? From the state election board? Yep, that's all they got. Why? Because it was 3-2 controlled by Democrats. Well, what about something saying like the amount of ballots has to match the amount of ballot images and that has to match the amount of votes? How about that? No, we're not going to make a rule like that. What? No, we're not. We're a Democrat-controlled board. By the way, folks, do you know what county Donald Trump is being prosecuted in Georgia for multiple felonies? Does anybody know? Fulton County. Wait, the same county reprimanded for scanning ballots twice in 2020 and losing the photographic ballot images? That county? Yeah. What's he being prosecuted for? Some process crime. Interfering with the election, basically. Wait a minute. The highly Democrat county reprimanded by the State Board of Elections for scanning thousands of ballots twice, we don't know how many, was trying to put Trump in prison for making phone calls about that and demanding it not be certified? Why, yes, that's exactly what was going on in Fulton County. Can you smell the stench now? This is why I can't stand Brian Kemp. I can't stand your governor. Sorry about that if you're in North Georgia. He has permitted all of this. He could have fought, and he didn't. So it was up to grassroots Republicans to do it for him. Shame on you, Governor. Shame on you. Should be embarrassed to be seen in public. Seriously, you want to come up to somebody's table if somebody's out eating and just drop them a comment like your First Amendment lets them do? You do? You should tell Brian Kemp what you think of him next time, because we had a fight for this all by ourselves. Kemp was AWOL. Remember, Kemp wouldn't even come in public for a while because it was so bad for him? Well, we finally fixed it. That's the good news. Headline yesterday. Georgia State Elections Board adopts rule to ensure number of ballots matches total number of voters. How could the number of ballots not match the number of voters who voted in the election? It can't! Because there was massive election fraud in Georgia. So the Democrat-controlled board, when forced to admit, okay, Fulton County might have, you know, had thousands of more votes than it did voters, but no big deal. It's a big deal now. The Georgia State Election Board on Monday, praise God, you've heard me scream about this for years if you've been with me. The only piece of paper pinned to that wall besides my child's schedule is the vote totals from Georgia and Arizona, the ones that show this fraud, so I could keep it in front of my face always, so I'd have the proper perspective on the news. The Georgia State Board of Elections yesterday adopted a rule that requires the number of ballots and voters be the same before the certification of election results. No way! Yes way. Why did this happen? Because one of the board members who was a Democrat dropped off and a Republican was appointed. That's why. The rule ensures counties, this is radical, and you could tell how radical this is, not, by how the New York Times is reacting to it this morning. They are outraged. Listen to what they're outraged about. The rule ensures that counties comply with Georgia state code and that the number of ballots in the number of voters must be the same for certification. Why? Because not only were ballots scanned twice in Fulton County, they, oops, lost the images. Yeah. I can't do that now. A second rule adopted says they don't have to automatically certify. Certify means we basically put it in stone that this election, these are the results, this is the election. They can appeal, say, no, something's wrong here. They can go in and they can look. You know what else they're going to get to do? special management team just for Fulton County to go in there and watch. Go in there and watch. This isn't perfect. There might be a way that election fraud could still go on that the Democrats have come up with that I haven't thought of. But this is huge progress. This is something. Now, this is not going all the way. What they desperately needed to do was clean the rolls in Georgia. Okay? There are thousands of registered felons, thousands of non-citizens on those voter rolls. A lot of dead, a lot of people who've moved out of state, and the Democrats vote for them routinely. We're still going to have to overcome that. We should have fought it. We didn't. Shame on us. But the days when you could just sit there in the election headquarters in a highly Democrat place when everyone around you is Democrat and everybody at the election headquarters for the county is Democrat and just run the same ballot through over and over and over again, those days are over in Georgia. It's progress. It's not the kind of progress the Democrats would have made. They'd have fixed the whole problem, but it's something. By the way, I want you to hear something. It's going to blow your mind. This is an attorney. He was brought in by the Republican members to testify under oath before the Georgia Election Board. And he's really mad, okay? He's mad because his client, this is the state board, right, in Georgia? His client has lived in Georgia for 20 years. He'd moved from Nevada, another key swing state, by the way. But the weirdest thing happened. He's a very regular voter in Georgia, votes in every election, as he does in Nevada, where he does not live. And they brought him in to show that this was possible, that something stinks here. In this clip, you will hear the panicked Georgia Elections Board member try to shut this attorney up. Folks, this is what is actually going on with our elections in this country. I don't think we have any idea who the president is, and maybe a lot of the members of the Senate. Take a listen. Under oath testimony from an attorney for a guy who has been voting in Georgia and Nevada for 20 years.
I need to be able to know how they are, for lack of better words, how there are all of these votes that are going on. And my client is saying that he hasn't lived in Nevada. He hasn't voted in Nevada. Where he has voted is Georgia. He lives in Gwinnett County. And there's never been an instance where he's been cited for any irregularities within Gwinnett County. And so, again, it goes to my point. Now, bigger fundamental question would be is what is going on in Nevada
yes.
that lets the Georgia resident who has been here for well over 20 years vote repeatedly in Nevada in every single election? The devil's in the details. If it's every single election, then that begs the question. And in my opinion, it takes more than just people looking at signatures.
And then after that, the Democrat board member panics and interrupts him and says, we've got Eric. Yeah, the Democrat Party contractors designed Eric. It's a system that's supposed to catch this, but of course it doesn't. Which tells me we got a big problem in Nevada. We got voters who've moved out of state are voting there too. What do you want to bet they vote heavily Democrat? But folks, the good news is we solved part of the problem in Georgia yesterday. And it must have been significant or the New York Times wouldn't be screaming as loudly as they are. You want to know how you know we won this one? The hysteria of CNN, they are outraged. Listen to how they describe this. This is the worst thing ever. Well, what is? Well, making sure the number of votes matches the number of voters in Georgia and then that there aren't thousands more votes coming out of Fulton County, thousands more votes coming out of Fulton County than there are voters. That is a disaster, according to CNN. Yeah, it's his normal Democrat polling place. You've got thousands more votes than voters. That's nothing to see there. And before, in Georgia, local election officials were not allowed to investigate it. They had to forward whatever trash numbers they had to the state, and the state certified it, and then Democrats all turned around and said, see, it's certified, it's all official, you can't object to it. Well, not anymore, not in Georgia, and the left is going wild. Which shows you what they were up to in Georgia. Listen to the headline in CNN. GOP-controlled election board in Georgia passes rule that could further delay certification. Oh, no! It could lead to chaos, they say, on election night. Oh, no! Well, what will be chaotic? Well, we're going to have to stop and figure out why there's thousands more votes than voters. Yeah, that'll cause chaos, but it's a good kind of chaos. The kind where we get to the bottom of the steel before you break the law thousands of times. Do you see what's going on here? Let me read it to you. This is CNN's hysteria. Okay, we'll laugh together. The Georgia State Election Board passed a rule on Monday. This is because it's now majority Republican. Passed a rule on Monday giving local election officials additional power to investigate ballot counts before certifying results. A move, critics say, could inject chaos into the 2024 election and delay the state's official vote count. Oh, no! The rule for reconciliation prior certification will allow for, listen to this, this is what they're hysterical about, a hand recount of votes to ensure the number of ballots cast is not more than the number of voters who voted. This is terrible. Why? Let me bottom line it for you. They're not going to be able to steal it through Fulton County anymore by just running the ballots over and over, the same ballots through the counter 2, 3, 4 times when they say Kamala Harris on them. So they could actually have to find some real votes there. I mean, that could be a problem in Georgia. You want to know how you know we won this one? The hysteria of CNN, they are outraged. Listen to how they describe this. This is the worst thing ever. Well, what is? Well, making sure the number of votes matches the number of voters in Georgia, and then that there aren't thousands more votes coming out of Fulton County, thousands more votes coming out of Fulton County than there are voters. That is a disaster, according to CNN. Yeah, it's his normal Democrat polling place. You've got thousands more votes than voters. That's nothing to see there. And before, in Georgia, local election officials were not allowed to investigate it. They had to forward whatever trash numbers they had to the state, and the state certified it. And then Democrats all turned around and said, see, it's certified. It's all official. You can't object to it. Well, not anymore, not in Georgia, and the left is going wild. Which shows you what they were up to in Georgia. Listen to the headline in CNN. GOP-controlled election board in Georgia passes rule that could further delay certification. Oh, no! It could lead to chaos, they say, on election night. Oh, no! Well, what will be chaotic? Well, we're going to have to stop and figure out why there's thousands more votes than voters. Yeah, that'll cause chaos, but it's a good kind of chaos. The kind where we get to the bottom of the steel before you break the law thousands of times. Do you see what's going on here? Let me read it to you. This is CNN's hysteria. Okay, we'll laugh together. The Georgia State Election Board passed a rule on Monday. This is because it's now majority Republican. Passed a rule on Monday giving local election officials additional power to investigate ballot counts before certifying results. A move, critics say, could inject chaos into the 2024 election and delay the state's official vote count. Oh, no! The rule for reconciliation prior certification will allow for, listen to this, this is what they're hysterical about, a hand recount of votes to ensure the number of ballots cast is not more than the number of voters who voted. This is terrible. Why? Let me bottom line it for you. They're not going to be able to steal it through Fulton County anymore by just running the ballots over and over, the same ballots through the counter 2, 3, 4 times when they say Kamala Harris on them. So they could actually have to find some real votes there. I mean, that could be a problem in Georgia.